Surprise! What is up, truthers? I know we usually do Tuesdays, but we will sadly not have a new episode this upcoming Tuesday because I have a wedding this weekend, it's Mother's Day, etc. So we're taking the weekend off, but of course we still wanted to feed you with some good content. I'm going to get into what this episode is about, but first I wanted to remind you that this podcast is sponsored by Dormy Lingerie, but there's so much more than lingerie. There's swimwear, there's loungewear, and so much more. And don't forget to stock up on all new swimwear for summer. There is a swimwear sale happening soon with all brand new styles. I'm just going to leave that information with you. Do with that information what you will, but there are so many good swimwear styles that are about to be on sale. You're going to want to get your hands on them, and you can use my code SOTRUE10 for $10 off your next order on adoremy.com. If you enjoy this podcast, this is also a humble ask to leave a 5-star rating and review because they really are so important to me, to our producer Bob, and to this podcast. So please and thank you. Thank you so much for listening. Just in general, I have been overwhelmed by the support that I've received since starting this podcast. So I just wanted to squeeze that in there. Anyway, if you follow me on Instagram, you know I was at a Met Gala event on Monday. I had a serious moment with Sebastian Stan that I'm still recovering from. I had life-changing conversations with Odell Beckham Jr., Meg Thee Stallion, and more. I'm going to get into all of that. I'm going to give you all of the behind-the-scenes tea, including what the event was and why I was there. So I hope you enjoy the show. Guys, welcome back. This is a very exciting episode. I know I said I would never do another solo episode because I'm not great at them. I need to bounce off someone, I feel like. But I just had to give you guys the inside scoop on my little Met Gala experience on Monday. And prior to, I'm just gonna give the context here. So I wasn't actually at the Met Gala. I wasn't actually invited. I did post on Instagram. I was like, thanks, Anna, for the invite. And I'm like, people are going to think I'm serious. Like, and I got texts being like, how did you get an invite to the Met Gala? I wasn't invited to the Met Gala. Basically, it was a work event that was at the Mark Hotel. And the Mark Hotel, I think along with the Ritz is the other big one. I think the Kardashians get ready at the Ritz. But it's one of the big hotels where the celebrities get ready. And that's where they kind of make their exit to the paparazzi. And I guess I'm going to back up a little more. I found out about this event on Sunday. My boss was like, hey, do you want to go to this? And I was like, kind of like annoyed because it was so last minute. And then I was like, you know what? Sure. We both thought it would just be like some live stream, like Met Gala viewing party situation. But oh no. Oh no, we saw everyone. So my boss needed someone to kind of just go and show face. And I always feel so awkward going to events alone, but this ended up being amazing. And I'll tell you why. So I get to the Mark Hotel and the entire block is just black limos and SUVs just down the block. And a crowd is already starting to form. And at this point, it's like 4 p.m., and the invite for the event was like, you must get here by 4:30. So I was like, I'm just going to be early to be, I'm never early for anything. But I was like, I don't want to be not let into this. So I'm just going to like come early. There were already swarms of people swarming outside of the Mark Hotel, along with the paparazzi. And when you see the shots of the celebrities, like, you can see it says the Mark on some of these shots where it looks like a red carpet. It's not the Met Gala carpet, but it's a hotel. So anyway, there are swaths of people and police, and it was like a whole big thing, even at 4 p.m. I can't even imagine what it looked like outside of the actual Met, and I wasn't going anywhere near. And the Met is held at, obviously, the Metropolitan Museum of Art in Midtown. And the Mark is not far from there. It's, I guess, more like Upper East Side. But anyway, I show up and all of these people are like, you can't walk through here. I was like, excuse me, I actually have an event to go to, like feeling important, even though I wasn't important at all, obviously. And they ended up directing me. I got directed to like 7 different stations. I just flashed them. Like, I thought there would be some sort of list. My name was on the list for this event. It was a work event. It wasn't anything like exclusive. It was just through work. So I guess it was kind of exclusive because you have to be partnered with this company that was hosting it. But anyway, that's beside the point. I'm just going to go ahead and say it was an NBC party because they ended up doing the red carpet coverage at that party, which again, I did not realize how close it was going to be to all of the celebrities, but I just flashed the invite and I was like, I'm going to this. I don't really know what's happening. Got directed by like 7 different people into the bar of the Mark Hotel. And the Mark Hotel, I guess the bar of the Mark Hotel is just situated right next to the lobby with just glass doors. So the photos that you saw that I posted on Instagram through the glass doors, that it really was kind of just like a barrier of like us at this like regular folk party and then the celebrities. But it was really awesome because you kind of get this front row view of the celebrities before anyone else sees them. And I didn't see everyone, but I did see some big names. So I'm going to walk through kind of what that experience was like. I talked to some of them, interacted with some of them, not extensively, but I do have some tea. So yeah, instead of like mingling and socializing at this party, which I did, I made some friends and I actually promoted this podcast at the party. I was telling people about it. So if you are one of those amazing, kind women that I met at the party on Monday, love you. It was so fun hanging out with these girls and just bonding over like the celebrities, just bonding over it. We were just like parked in front of this glass door just to watch, but also making conversation with each other and meeting each other. And so it was fun. It was like a good like little networking event. Anyway, right when I got there, the first people that were in the lobby, and it wasn't like super crowded or crazy yet. I'm going through my camera roll so I can like get every single person that I saw, and I don't want to leave anyone out. We saw Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas, and I ended up not even posting them because like I didn't watch Game of Thrones, and I also have never been like a Joe bro stan, so I like didn't think it was that cool, but I thought that's as good as it was gonna get. Like, I honestly thought this was like I thought it was just gonna be a viewing party. I really didn't expect, you know, to see all the people that we saw. But that was who we saw first. Sophie looked stunning. She's pregnant. Again, I like just was not expecting to really see anyone. I was like, okay, if that's all I see, then I'm happy. But let me tell you, Sophie Turner and Joe Jonas definitely weren't the highlights of my night, as lovely as they seem. Next was Cynthia Erivo. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but anyway, Cynthia looked gorgeous. She was wearing this like stunning white gown and headdress and looked stunning. And she was fabulous. The one I got really excited about after that, who was the third celebrity we saw, was Emma Stone. And I actually did interact with Emma Stone very briefly, but it was just amazing. I actually thought she was Elle Fanning at first because they both have those little like snatch noses and like petite features. So I didn't recognize her at first. And then I was like, oh my God, that's Emma Stone. And she was just like, you know, it was before the lobby got super crowded. There weren't like tons of people around yet. So you could kind of just see her. It got really crazy later on, but you could kind of see Emma just, you know, talking to who I think was, I don't want to say it was Nicholas, the Louis Vuitton creative director, because I'm not positive. But either way, seemed very normal. Us girls behind the glass door were, of course, snapping photos, taking pictures, you know, really, 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 really like just creeping, which I think anyone would, in my defense. But she seemed so normal and nice. And I was like, kind of just like smiling and kind of like waving like, hi, Emma. And she smiled and waved at me back. She was like, hi, like did not seem annoyed by all of the random people with their camera phones out. Like seemed so sweet. That was like the extent of my interaction with her. Again, it like wasn't an actual conversation or anything, but I could tell by her energy that she is like a sweet angel. And I said this, I also did like a little fashion review on my Instagram stories. I need to like make that into a highlight, but I was a little bit underwhelmed by her dress. I was expecting more. She wore a white Louis Vuitton kind of spaghetti strap, maybe like flapper styles, the genre, with feathers on the bottom. Really pretty. But again, it's the Met. Like, I just want more, I guess. But I did find out that she wore this dress to her wedding after party. So we love an outfit repeating queen. We love someone who recycles their outfits. So, Emma, I love you. She looked stunning. She truly is like so, so stunning in person. Did not disappoint. I just said her dress was a little bit disappointing, but overall, gorgeous, seems so kind, seems very normal from just how she was interacting. Like, it like just wasn't a big deal. It wasn't like she was like surrounded by security detail. Like, she was just like standing there having a conversation. Like, seems very normal. Gemma Chan, who was also wearing Louis Vuitton, I believe, was wearing this very big structural skirt, looked stunning. She is a movie star in the making, people. If you don't know who Gemma Chan is, she was in Crazy Rich Asians. And I think her character's name in that movie is Astrid. And I'm so sorry if I'm getting that wrong. I feel like that's what it is. And I'm not looking it up because I have my camera roll out. And I'm also not allowed to type when I'm recording because Bob gets mad at me. So just looking at my camera roll right now, and Erin Lim, who is E! News, one of their major correspondents and hosts, she was there looking stunning. She was doing kind of like the live from the red carpet thing. And every time they kind of had to like film, those of us that were like parked next to the glass door facing the lobby, they were like, you guys need to move out of the shot. Like, please just move, please. And obviously we were annoyed by that because we were like, we just want to watch the celebrities. But I understand. And at one moment, we were kind of like parked to the side. We had to move away from the glass doors. And you could tell when someone famous was about to walk out because, first of all, there would be like a limo or one of the buses. They take kind of these like big limo buses. And it's usually the celebrities that are wearing the same designer. They like kind of go in a pack with the designer. So one of the big limo buses pulled up and the paparazzi started getting crazy. And you could see that people in the lobby were going crazy and they were like setting up the lighting in the lobby. Whenever a famous person, you know, was going through, they were making sure the lighting was right for the shot. So again, we had to move because of the E! News live stream. And, you know, we saw that someone famous was walking through and everyone was like, who is it? Who is it? And all I saw was the Bob. And I knew. I was like, it's Anna, you guys. It's Anna. It's Anna. Move out. And I didn't, in that moment, I did not. I think it ended up being fine. But like, I did not care if I made it in the E! Live stream or if I messed things up. I sprinted back to that glass door. And by the way, I didn't mention, I know that this is like a random aside, but you know, as someone with ADHD, I'm going to do this sometimes. The past appetizers and cocktails, there was like this grapefruit Prosecco. Like, it was called like the Gilded Age something at this party. They were amazing. So we were like fed. We had good drinks. I was so complacent just parking next to that glass door and just like picking up. They had like crispy rice with salmon, past appetizers, like so good. Anyway, back to Anna. So I sprinted over to that, to the glass door. It was very surreal to see Anna herself just because it's someone that I don't want to say look up to because I know that Anna has been known to not be a great human being. But, you know, when you think of Anna Wintour and you're someone that wants to work in fashion or journalism or whatever it is, it's kind of just someone that you, an icon in both of those industries, in both the magazine industry and the fashion industry. So no, Anna's not perfect. She's probably not a great person, if I had to guess. But I know I don't know her personally yet. But yeah, it was very surreal to see her. She never turned around, so never got to see her face. But I snapped her from the back, which was honestly very exciting to me. So that was definitely an exciting one. Like, it kept like going up the excitement meter. There was a Hailey Bieber like false alarm. I don't know who it was. I think there are a lot of like royals and like random, like royals. I know that there are a lot of models that obviously get invited to the Met Gala, but also like a lot of just like really rich, important royals that aren't necessarily like household name famous. So it was like a Hailey Bieber lookalike, but everyone freaked out when they thought it was Hailey. It was not. And I did, I'm looking through, again, I have my camera roll out and I did get a picture of this person. Still don't know who they are. Tommy Dorfman from 13 Reasons Why looked amazing in this like latex cutout gown. And we saw her. And then we saw, this was what mattered most to me. The Sebastian Stan moment, which you may have seen. I obviously blasted all over my Instagram because it was incredible. He was wearing a hot pink, like Versace outfit, which a lot of people, by the way, were kind of hating on for it not being on theme for the Gilded Age. But then I was reading, and I think actually Lex Nico, who I have had on this podcast before, posted something about this. And Lex Nico informed us that I guess the color fuchsia or magenta, that was like a new thing in the Gilded Age where they were figuring out how to formulate these really bright colors that aren't derived by nature, I guess. So it was maybe more on theme than we realize. But anyway, I was freaking out. I love Sebastian Stan, love him and Tom and Pammy, or Pam and Tom. I forgot what it's called, Pam and Tommy. And loved him in the movie Fresh that I've also talked about on this podcast before, I'm pretty sure. Loved him as Carter Basin in Gossip Girl. Loved him when he was with Leighton Meester. They were such an it couple that I'll never get over. He's so hot. And I know all of you like Marvel girlies out there are going to be like, he's the Winter Soldier, duh. I don't watch Marvel movies, but like he is A-list at this point. I think there was like maybe a bit of a lull in his career between Gossip Girl and kind of like now. He is firmly A-list and also so freaking hot. And we were all just like freaking out over Sebastian Stan, me especially. Lex Nico, again, is someone that we both have a huge crush. We both have a huge crush on him. We've talked about that before on this podcast, that we are both very, very attracted to him. He is a very attractive man and just as sexy in person. So freaking out, whatever. And he was kind of, I think he was maybe waiting for the rest of the Versace crew. I don't really know what was going on, but he walked through the lobby. And then instead of, we thought it was over. We thought he had left and gone out to where the paparazzi shoot them, which is kind of on the outside red carpet area of the Mark Hotel. So, you know, I was like, okay, that was amazing seeing Sebastian, whatever. I look over and he's still there. And we're all, of course, like, we love you, Sebastian. I think me more than like the average person. I think everyone else was kind of like a little bit more buttoned up with how they were interacting with the celebrities, whereas I was like full on embarrassing. And I'll get to more of those embarrassing stories in a little. But so Sebastian, I was just kind of like really staring at him and I was like, I love you. Oh my God, he's so hot. And he had like a moment of just like, I'm going to feed these freaking fans, where he charged over right to me. And again, if you don't believe me, please go look at my Instagram. I posted these on my feed because I'm so obsessed with this interaction. And I was blushing. I like couldn't breathe. And he just went right up to me and just looked at me and smiled. And we were kind of like gazing at each other and had this moment. We had the glass door between us, but like, it was crazy. And then everyone surrounding me was like taking pictures of it, which is how, thank God, I got the moment documented, because I was like, just, I was about to faint. I couldn't breathe. And people afterwards were like, I felt that chemistry. Like there was something there. There was a spark. And I know you're going to say, Sophie, stop being delusional. Look at the pictures. I'm just going to say, look at the photos. Sebastian really wanted to like feed the fans. And I so appreciate that about him. And I have talked about this with Lex. I keep talking about Lex Nico because she is like another diehard Sebastian Stan fan. I have only heard good things about how he is as a person in real life. So I do believe that he's like actually a good guy. I'm just going to keep telling myself that. I'm still not over this moment. I probably never will be. Sebastian, if you're listening to this, call me, baby. We saw Janelle Monáe, queen. She always kills it. Or Janelle uses they, them pronouns now. Janelle came out as non-binary. Janelle always kills it at the Met. So I'm just going to leave it at that. Janelle slays, not afraid to take risks. And just love that. And I have so many pictures of Sebastian. Oh my God. We saw Anderson .Paak, who also, you know, kind of came up to us fans and was like blowing us kisses and smiling. So cute. So adorable. We saw Amy Schumer. And this was a funny Amy Schumer interaction because I have heard just through Des Moines and other, you know, blind gossip sites that Amy might be a little bit of a diva. And I know that it's not like popular or cool to think that Amy Schumer is funny in 2022. I have always thought that Amy Schumer is really funny. I've always kind of just been a fan of hers. Hearing stories over the years that she is maybe not the nicest is disappointing. And this interaction is in no way like reflective of who she actually is as a person. I just thought that was worth mentioning. Like I said, there was kind of like the E! News kind of live from the red carpet live stream happening in the Mark bar where we were. And so we were just standing at this point, they were like, they quit trying to corral the people away from the glass doors because like we were not going to stay away from like seeing these celebrities. So I was standing right there and the E! Hosts were trying to get Amy to like do a little interview. And she, I guess, she walked up right to the interviewer and right there. And the interviewer was like, hey, come on in, come on. It'll just take like 2 minutes. And she was like not having it. I guess what she said was that she was too overwhelmed by the crowd. And I don't blame her. I mean, it wasn't like, again, it was kind of like just a work event. It wasn't like all of these random people off the street. It was all people that were on this list to go to this work event. But I do understand, you know, it probably was overwhelming because we were all very starstruck and we're all very not famous. So I can understand that. I would have loved to hear her speak, but that was about it. She just like was not into the crowd and kind of stayed away from doing the interview. And she was also wearing sunglasses. If you saw her look, she's wearing sunglasses. It was kind of like a plain black dress. I was a little disappointed in that. Jack Harlow. And see, I'm just going to say, like, Jack Harlow, yes, hot. I've said this before. I'm not, like, a huge TikTok girly, I know where Jack kind of, like, blew up. So I've never been, like, a massive Jack Harlow stan. Like, I feel like a lot of Gen Z is. But let me just clarify. He is extremely tall. Like, and I know that there's been some debate online as to how tall he is because I don't think that you can, like, find his actual height online. Let me just confirm with you that he towered over everyone. And if I had to guess, I would say 6'3". Not positive. That was just like my estimate. And he was such a sweetie. He, unlike Amy, I mean, not saying Amy isn't a sweetie. Again, it's like, I don't want to cast judgment for like a 2 second interaction. But he was like happy to speak to the E! News correspondents. He was right there and he was, again, you can see how close I was from the pictures I took. I took a selfie. He was like the only one I got a selfie with. He was right there, seemed super, super sweet during his interview. So nothing but good things to say about our boy Jack, to be honest. Still freaking out over Sebastian Stan. Simone Ashley from Bridgerton season 2. So, so stunning. So gorgeous, so ethereal, just so next level beautiful. And at this moment, E! Had, you know, gotten to corral the whole Moschino. I never really know how to pronounce it. I'm going to go with Moschino. I don't know. Jeremy Scott. So Jeremy Scott is the creative director of Moschino. And I'm so sorry if that's not the way you pronounce it. I'm really not sure because I feel like I've been corrected both ways. But Jeremy Scott was there and was with Simone Ashley, Madeline Petch, who is the redhead from Riverdale, Cheryl on Riverdale. It's been a while since I've watched Riverdale. And a few other people, most importantly, Meg Thee Stallion. And they needed the whole crew to come in to be on the live the live stream. So they were like, everyone back up. Like, I've never felt like more of a peasant, but it was so worth it. I did have like a little conversation with Simone. She was so sweet. I was like, you are so talented. You're amazing. You're beautiful. You look stunning. And she was like, oh, thank you. She doesn't talk like that. It's just my British accent. She's English. So that was amazing. Meg. What more can I say about Meg? Meg is as beautiful, more striking and stunning in person than you could ever imagine. And again, I was not even remotely playing it cool like most people were. I was like, I love you so much, Meg. I was screaming and she was like, ah, thank you, thank you. And she did a little, she's from Texas. She did a little hook'em, if you know what the hook'em sign is. She did with her tongue out. So cute. And she did her little interview and she was like right there. And I was like, I need to just tell Meg I love her one more time. I was like, Meg, I love you. I'm a hottie. And she was like, hot girl summer. So like, honestly, a sweet, sweet angel, in my opinion, just from that little, I love how I'm like, I'm not going to judge people from like small interactions, but like, I'm going to say that I can tell that Meg is like just such a pure soul. And there's a reason that she has blown up as much as she has and that she is as successful as she has been and that she has so many supporters and so many collaborators. Like, she is, I think, just a great, she's the real deal deep down. I really think she's the real deal. In terms of just one of the good guys in Hollywood. I really think that. So next, this was another person that I had an interaction with. Oh, I'm going to get to that. I'm just going to do a quick aside that we saw the Peltz Beckhams, aka newlyweds Brooklyn Beckham and Nicola Peltz Beckham. Brooklyn Peltz Beckham and Nicola Peltz Beckham. And only got a small glimpse of them, but, you know, they looked chic, of course, looked very chic and rich because they are. And another one that was great, this was a great interaction, was Odell Beckham Jr. You might know, or you might not know, I feel like it's kind of common knowledge if you follow me, that I am a big, big football fan, NFL fan. I love my Cincinnati Bengals. Otherwise, not much of a sporty chick, but I do know NFL things. So I was kind of, I am so embarrassing, you guys. Like, I'm not exaggerating when I say that I was like so embarrassing and like, I'm probably not going to get invited back to one of these ever again. But I told Odell, I said to Odell, fuck the Browns. And he laughed because if you know about Odell Beckham Jr.'s 2021 season, he was really unhappy with the Browns, was not vibing with his quarterback, Baker Mayfield, and ended up going to the Rams. The Rams actually are the ones that beat the Bengals in the Super Bowl. So I made a comment about how, you know, I'm a Bengals fan, but I still love you. I forgive you for beating us. And I was like, oh my God, I need to tell him about being blocked by Baker. And so I was like kind of trying to tell him through the glass door. But again, it was like a glass door. It was like a literal barrier between like the regular peasants and the A-list celebrities. I was like mouthing it. He just saw me mouthing. He couldn't really hear me at that point because the door kept like at some points it would be open. Some points it would be closed. Sometimes the celebrities were in the bar. Sometimes they were in the lobby. So it really just for me to have these interactions with them, it just depended on the circumstances. In that moment, I was behind the glass door. I was behind the glass door. So he just saw me mouthing. And then he was like, open the door. He told someone to open the door just so he could hear what I was saying, because I think he knew it was important. I was like, I'm blocked by Baker Mayfield. If you haven't listened to that episode, that is episode 2 of this podcast where I kind of recap why I'm blocked by Baker Mayfield. AKA quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, who is no longer going to be the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns because a lot of things, I'm not going to get into that. But it was kind of a famous, it was a big storyline that Odell and Baker were not vibing. Odell's dad was the one who kind of made this compilation video of all of the open passes that Baker missed and all the times Odell was open and Baker missed him. And how, you know, it was kind of making the wide receivers look bad. I don't want to get too much into football. But anyway, there's beef between them. And so when he heard me say that, he gave me a fist bump. I was, you know, that was a cool interaction. We saw Gigi. We only saw Gigi from far away. I personally think she could have done better. She wore the cool coat on the red carpet in the lobby. She was just wearing her kind of latex liquid leather legging look with kind of a corseted bodice. But again, I said this in my little Met fashion review that I think she could have done better. I think that it kind of looked like an outfit she would wear on a regular night on the town. So not obsessed, but also like, you know, she can kind of do no wrong. Lily James looked insane, you guys. And Lily James played Pam alongside Sebastian Stan's Tommy in Pam and Tommy on Hulu. And she looked insane. I said this again on Instagram. A lot of my like fashion commentary I've already said, but I feel like the naked dress is so overdone, especially for the Met Gala, Kendall Jenner. But she looked so glam, so stunning, so gorgeous. Such a star. SZA, I got a quick glimpse of SZA in a giant hat. She looked stunning. We saw Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade. So cute. I love their daughter, Kavya, on Instagram. She is the cutest. Didn't really get like a really good glimpse of them, unfortunately. So I didn't get a great picture of their outfits. I know they looked great. We saw Emily Ratajkowski. I always want to say Ratajkowski, but I think it's pronounced Ratajkowski. And I have talked about her before on Ryan Bailey's podcast. I have mixed feelings. I love her. I've been obsessed with her for a while. I love her style. I think she has amazing style. She does takes risks on the red carpet, which I appreciate. I don't love, you know, the whole thing around her book where it was talking about the male gaze and her body, and it didn't address how women perceive her body. That is like, I have complicated feelings around that whole book era of hers. But overall, you know, she looked stunning. She looked insane, per usual, of course, like she always does. And we knew Bella Hadid was coming out because someone was like, that is Bella Hadid's boyfriend. Bella Hadid is a boyfriend, and he is some random, he's like an art director, creative director, something artsy. I don't know his name. Again, I'm not doing any like major research right now because I'm just on my phone. Bella was not obsessed with Bella's look. I thought it was like very dominatrix-y and just a little strange. But yeah, that was cool to see her. And we knew she was coming down because someone was like, that's Bella's boyfriend. I was like, I wouldn't have recognized him, but that was the heads up we got. And it's cute. Like, she wasn't walking the red carpet at the Met Gala with her boyfriend, but like, he was there to show support clearly. And we know that from the behind the scenes insight that I'm giving you. You're welcome. No, I'm kidding. I'm like, I act like I'm doing everyone such a favor when I'm really just ranting and giving some tea. But Karlie Kloss, we saw. She was looking camp right in the eye. If you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. Looking camp right in the eye with Karlie Kloss. She is insanely tall. Insanely tall. Like, oh my God. Like, even, I know that she's like a model, so obviously she's tall, but like, wow. We saw Lena Waithe from Master of None and the writer of Queen and Slim, which is a great movie, by the way. I know that it's a little bit controversial. Not everyone loves that movie. I enjoyed it, but Lena Waithe. And then at that point in the night, we thought we were done seeing celebrities. And we were like, this is a good time to just, I think this was probably around 8 or 9 p.m. So we'd been there for a couple of hours at that point, just standing there staking out celebrities. Cara Delevingne was who we saw next. At this point, again, we were like, let's go to the bathroom. In order to go to the bathroom, you have to walk out into the lobby, out of the bar, into the lobby where all the celebrities had been. It was getting really crowded, especially when it was like the Gigi, Bella, Emrata entourages. And, you know, that was probably the craziest moment, was when it was like the big supermodels were walking out. It had kind of calmed down at this point. Yeah, so we were like, let's go to the bathroom, whatever. We had to walk out into the lobby. We had to walk up a flight of stairs to the bathroom, which was like very out of the way and annoying, obviously. We were like, why isn't there just a bathroom in the bar? But I was walking up the stairs with some of my new friends that I made, some of my new gal friends. And we're just walking up the stairs, you know, just going to the bathroom, like walking with a purpose because we had to pee. We hadn't peed all night. And we hear, clear the stairs, everybody, you need to clear the stairs right now. We're like, we're just walking to the bathroom. And we, at that point, we thought that all the celebrities were like gone on their way to the Met if they weren't already at the Met. So we were like, we don't know what's going on, but it sounds like they're trying to like clear the stairs for a celebrity, obviously. Get to, you know, the landing to go to the bathroom and look right to my right, and it's Cara Delevingne. And I did not get, it's her loss. I didn't get a good photo of her, honestly, because I got some great ones of some of the other celebs. Didn't get a good photo of her because her team was like yelling at us 2 seconds before. If you saw her outfit, it was a little bit strange. I'm not gonna totally lie. Like, I wasn't a fan of the body paint with the nipple pasty thing. And also, if you want to be uncomfortable, there is a video circulating of Cara trying to kiss Meg the Stallion at one of the Met after parties, which is extremely cringe. Extremely cringe, I know. Like, you have to watch it for yourself. And there's also been kind of like a cringe video circulating in the past of Cara clearly inebriated on stage at an Azealia Banks concert, kind of like being inappropriate, which is also a very uncomfortable cringe video. Check that out. But yeah, we did see Phoebe Bridgers, and I did not, she had like this very sleeked back platinum bun. It was like the Kim hairstyle that Kim did with the Marilyn Monroe dress, which I'm not even gonna get into that. I have a lot of things to say about that, but I kind of wanted to just stick to this party that I went to. But anyway, I didn't fully recognize her until she was like already out the door. She is, of course, with, and I think engaged to, the rumor is that they are engaged, Paul Mescal from Normal People, amazing show on Hulu based on the book by Sally Rooney. And yeah, I guess that pretty much covers it in terms of the Met party that I went to, the celebs that I interacted with. It really, I know, I'm sorry, it wasn't like that juicy, but I hope you enjoyed kind of getting like the behind the scenes tea on this night, which ended up, again, if I said it at the beginning, but like I was annoyed to get this at the last minute and didn't know what to wear. I ended up wearing a dress that I really love that I'd gotten a couple weeks ago at Reformation that I feel like kind of gave Gilded Age vibes. And I was, you know, I always feel kind of awkward going to events alone. And it ended up being so much fun. So if you got nothing else from this episode, go to an event alone. You're going to make friends. I made so many friends, got so many numbers on Monday. So I may not have gotten Sebastian Stan's number, but I'm happy with the numbers I did get. So yeah. Anyway, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed the Met tea. I hope you enjoyed my little BTS Met Gala tea. If you liked this episode, again, a 5-star rating and review would mean the world to me, even more than Sebastian Stan making out with me would. So thank you in advance for that. And just thank you so much again for listening. And thank you so much to Adore Me for sponsoring. Don't forget to gear up for summer and gear up for the swimwear sale. Oh, I'm tripping over my words. The swimwear sale. And use my code SOTRUE10 for $10 off your next order on adoreme.com. Thank you so much to Bob Mallory for producing. He is literally the best in the biz. If you're going to miss me on Tuesday, follow me on Instagram at @SOF_Ross and Twitter at @SOFRoss with 4 S's at the end. And yeah, thanks again for listening. Love ya. Bye.